Welcome to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
Today we want to look at this thought. People who attack and fight each other are being used of the devil and often destroy each other. And boy, that has been true in the church over the years. Not this church, thank God. Strife is the enemy. People fight and attack others. Sometimes off over absolutely nothing. They gossip, slander, and destroy others. James 4:1 says, "What causes fights and strifes among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? Selfish desire and personal ambition cause fights and quarrels. Secularly, humanists are fighting for freedom from religion, and they seem to stop at nothing. In other words, their selfish ambition is to deny us freedom of religion so they can have freedom from religion. In other words, they want to keep us from the freedom of speech. Freedom from religion simply means that we could not preach the gospel, we could not advertise, we could not be on the radio, we couldn't have any Christian stations. We couldn't even have a sign up front that has the word Christian on it because they have freedom from all of that. That's where they're going. I mean, you can see signs now, freedom from religion. I mean, they've been promoting that for years. Remember, secular humanists are behind all of this. They do not believe in Jesus Christ. They do not believe in the Word of God. To them, the Word of God is hate speech. And they are already denying freedom of religion and speech on university campuses. There's a young person elected to like a class president or something in one of our universities, and the university would not let them serve because they're Christian. And they're driving out Christian professors. There's very few left in any of our universities because they want to preach their hate. In verse 2, James chapter 4, verse 2, "You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God." Secular humanists quarrel, fight, attack, and stir up hate and strife to get what they want. They create hate against the church by saying Christians preach hate. And some of our leading politicians of the past has actually said that because they're secular humanists. It doesn't matter what their label is or what party there is. If they're secular humanists, they all agree together. They are the ones preaching hate. The church doesn't preach hate, not the real church. We preach love. But they say we preach hate because they want to get rid of the Ten Commandments. They want to be able to do whatever they want to do. They want to be able to go to bed and sleep at night thinking, you know, they're okay, when down deep they know they're not. And so they hear a guy like me preaching the truth. They say, "Well, he's preaching hate." No, I'm preaching love. If you do not love your neighbor and live by the word of God, you're going to be lost forever. It takes a lot more love to stand up and say that than it is to go along to get along. You got to love people to be able to say you've got to serve God or else. The true church has been preaching the truth of God's word for over 2,000 years and blessing people all over this globe, but all of a sudden it's hate speech. Where'd that come from? These people make up stuff, and if we don't pay attention, we just, well, yeah, that makes, no, it doesn't make sense at all. If you listen to things they're saying, most of it makes no sense. James chapter 4, verse 3. And if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, go back. I think it's in the 30s they wrote the Humanist Manifesto. Read that thing. It tells you all this stuff. Okay. When you ask, James 4:3, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may receive what you get on your pleasures. Folks, we got to be sure we do not fall into that trap, and many of us have and do. What causes fights and quarrels? People wanting their own selfish way. Listen, pay close attention, stay tuned. Strife hinders prayer, which can keep us from the blessings of God. And if you pray with the wrong motive, it says, they're not going to be answered. Strife hinders businesses, hinders churches. Strife hinders nations. Strife has no positive benefits. There are no positive benefits to strife. Well, I'm going to fight till I get my way. You're going to fight till you destroy yourself and maybe everybody around you. that is not God's way. Pay close attention and stay tuned. Strife hinders churches, hinders nations. Strife has no positive benefits. Only love and prayer has positive benefits. James chapter 3, verse 14. If you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Selfish ambition causes strife. I want this and I don't care what I have to do to get it. I've heard people say that in church. You know, this, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it my way. I don't care what anybody thinks or who gets hurt. I'm going to, this is right. Listen, when you're so right, you're using strife to get what you want, you're wrong. Okay. You can be right about something and go about it the wrong way. Verse 15, such wisdom, such way of doing things, wisdom is the way you do things. If you do things wisely, it comes out well. Such wisdom, such way of doing things does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, selfish goals, there you find disorder in every evil practice or work. You see, strife is of the devil, and it produces all kind of other evil works. When we have strife in our midst, it opens the door to evil, and that is true in your family, in your job, your business, your church, your city, your state, your nation. Strife never produces anything positive, only love. Strife is of the devil, and it produces every evil work. I didn't write any of this. Just reading it. Strife is of the devil, and it produces every evil work. When you have strife, when we have strife in our midst, it opens the door to evil. How many churches have you seen split and destroyed because of strife? And how many families split all apart and destroyed because of strife? Many people in poverty right now because they got caught up in strife and lost everything they had. Internal strife has always been used to bring down nations, as when Russia and China fell to communism. The first thing they did is started all the rioting in the streets, and some of the same things they're trying to do right now in America, they did there to cause those governments to fall. And then when they took them over, they took the rioters and people causing the problems, took them out in the dark and shot them dead. And made everybody in the nation their slaves. Russia and China and others just became communists. Same, that's the way they do it. Get us all mad at each other. Amen. The first thing we need to do is fall in love with each other all over again. And not let people whip us into hate because their motive is to destroy us, not help us. Okay, pay close attention. I ain't even got started good yet. Fighting among ourselves always opens the door to bad things. But the wisdom that comes from heaven, verse 17, James 3:17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Y'all still paying attention? And going anywhere, stay right there. Okay. People of true motive are peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, like the people in this church. And that's why I say this is a great church. It's not because of the pastor, and certainly not because he doesn't have any hair, but because of all the good, wonderful people that love each other and they have a way to put aside the things they want to help other people get what they want. When you start helping other people get what they want and take care of other people like the Good Samaritan, then everybody can be blessed. Everybody can be blessed. They are impartial and sincere. Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers. God blesses the peacemakers, not the troublemakers. Titus chapter 3 verse 1, remember the people, remind the people, are y'all praying that I can read? Get to praying. Remember the people, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one. to be peaceable and considerate, to show true humility toward men, be submissive, peaceful, and considerate. If you're going to accuse somebody of something, be sure you can prove it before you say it. Because as we saw last week, we give an account for what we say, every word. Now the rioters and the Marxists in our streets call what they are doing peaceful protests. Can you imagine Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. doing what these people are doing? Even those who claim to be peaceful stand and encourage the rioters and arsonists in their violence. Dr. Martin Luther King was the gold standard of protesters. He did it the Jesus way, the love way. He was a man who believed and promoted Christian values. I grew up with Dr. Martin Luther King. He was, if you can believe it, he was a little older than me. But I remember the man. He was totally against any kind of violence, and look what he accomplished without violence. He was a Christian who did not preach hate. He preached love. His dream was a day when all men, black and white, would be judged by their character, not by their skin color. He never called for white people to be punished for their whiteness. Amen. He wanted everybody to be blessed. He was a Christian and preached the word of God. The way of the secular humanist is a path of strife. The way of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is the way of Jesus Christ. Jesus did some protesting of his own. Can you say amen? They killed him for it. Protesting against evil leaders in the church. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. peacefully stood in the path of righteousness. Jesus took a stand against evil and they killed him. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. took a stand against evil and they killed him. But even after his death, his peaceful dream lives on. And most of us today share that dream, no matter what anyone says. I know a lot of white people and quite a few black people. And I don't know anyone I would call an outright racist. We're being called that. All of us are, really. But when you love people and care about people, then you're getting where you need to be. And I know there's some racists. I just said I don't know them. That saying, I think they're few. And we can't let a few people from that side stir us up. Can you say amen? Amen? And we can't let a few people from the other side, secular human side, stir us up to hate. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan. We shared that the other day. And then he says, you go and do what the Good Samaritan did. You cannot hate and go around loving people. And if you want to really know what Jesus said in modern terms, replace the Good Samaritan with the good black man that goes down and finds the white man in the ditch. Instead of calling him names, he gets him out, takes care of him, bandages him up, takes him to the hospital and checks him in and say, when I get back, if there's any more need of money, I'll pay it. And then you can switch that around. You know, the Good Samaritan's a white man that finds a black man. Are y'all with me? Love, not hate. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. totally rejected the wickedness and ungodly behavior we are seeing today. Many of these people are God-haters who call the teachings of Jesus Christ hate. Can you imagine Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. calling the teachings of Jesus Christ hate speech? I don't think so. Secular humanist professors and preachers, there's secular humanists in the pulpit. And whether you know it or not, the secular humanist seminaries is cranking these guys out. And all this poison is coming from the pulpit. Any church that has a guy like that, you need to get rid of him or God's going to hold you accountable. Secondly, humanist professors and teachers have a very different agenda from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Many outstanding civil rights leaders openly reject what these people are doing. I've seen many of them, heard many of them. Some have written books. They are rejecting this because strife really never accomplishes anything. We got to get together and love each other and care about each other if we're going to ever solve any problems. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And there you have it. You're not going to get rid of hate with more hate. Amen, preacher. He said, "I have decided to stick with love." Now, you're talking about somebody that could have hated. If you was treated like him, you probably have a hard time not hating. But he said, "I've made a choice. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." You see, as in the case of the Good Samaritan, love is always the answer. Love drives out all hate. And I just quit using the word racism. It's hate. People know exactly what that word means. They get all this stuff confused, you know, systemic racism. But it's some kind of mysterious stuff floating around in the air. No, any racism, no matter what you call it, is hate. And you can see if people hate you or love you. It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious the Good Samaritan was loving the Jewish guy in the ditch. Folks, if we don't get our act together, this nation could be in worse trouble than we think it is. Because a lot of these people in the street have no interest in anybody's rights. They want their way. And they're telling you what it is. Burn it down. Can you imagine Dr. Martin Luther King ever saying anything like that? James 3:5, it says, "Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark." We got to be careful the way we talk to each other. Let's don't be calling each other racist. Well, they acted kind of racist, but everybody can have a bad day. Can you say amen and maybe not act just right? I was on a bus in Europe when I was 24 years old. And it was Christian tour, and it was a black preacher had some of his people on the same bus that we were on. And one day I felt bad. I was sick, and I was sitting on the bus like this, and he accused me of being a racist because I wasn't friendly to black people. He actually did. I said, "Wait a minute." Almost got mad, but I decided love is the best way. I said, "No, I'm not a racist. I'm sick." And he said, "Oh." Then we became best friends. It started out badly. Listen, we can do that to each other. "Well, they said this, they said that." Well, you better find out what they said and what they meant before you start calling names if you want to claim to be Christian, because Christians do not do that stuff. They do not spread hate. Amen. They better not. God's holding us accountable. "Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark." Verse 9, "With the tongue we praise our God and Father, and with it we curse men." We curse men. Wrong. It doesn't matter what the color is. That is sin. "Out of the same mouth," verse 10, "come praise and cursings, my brother. This should not be true." Should not be. In other words, you should not say you love God and hate your brother, because the Word of God says if you hate your brother, you're a murderer, and no murderer will inherit the kingdom of God. That's a paraphrase, but that's exactly what it means. If you hate your brother, black or white, or Hispanic or Asian or whatever, the Bible says you ain't going to make it. to heaven. Well, I don't believe this stuff. Well, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It's in the Bible, and this is the book we're going to be judged out of. And you're not going to have to worry about me on Judgment Day. I'm not going to be sitting on that throne. It's going to be that Jew. And he ain't white. He's a Jew. He's Arab. Dark skin, dark hair, dark beard, dark long hair, dark eyes. Amen. Now the same mouth come praise and cursing my brother. This should not be. Don't claim you love God when you mean to people. Verse 11. Can both fresh and water and salt flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. This says, with our tongues we curse men, and we can't let people on either side whip us up to hate. That's what they want to do. They want to get us all divided up so they can take advantage of the situation and get what they want. Freedom from religion. It is impossible to speak hate out of one side of the mouth and love out of the other side. When people slander, lie, and whip up hate against someone, they are not motivated by love. And wasn't Dottie's story good? I don't mind you bragging on Dottie's story, but find something good to say about me. Oh, Dottie, you're so wonderful. 2 Samuel 15:2. Now, Absalom, now look what this rascal did. And I believe there's some people in this country doing it right now. Now, Absalom would rise early and stand beside the way of the gate. So it was, whenever anyone who had a lawsuit came to the king for a decision, that Absalom would call to them and say, they didn't even have time to get to the king to see what he said. Absalom stopped him at the gate and says, you're not going to get justice from my daddy. He's not going to do it. He didn't care about you. Look. Absalom would call to him and say, he's coming to get justice. But Absalom would say, look, your case is good and right. Oh, I agree with you. You know, if I was a judge, if I was the king, of course, that's what he's talking about, the judge and the king, same person, really. At least the king is responsible. He says, if I was king, I would agree with you. What's that called? Troublemaker. Strife. Look, your case is good and right, but there is no deputy of the king to hear you. I mean, they had even got to the king, yet how do they even know that they're going to get justice or not? But if they believe Absalom, and they evidently did, then they're never even going to give the king a chance. Moreover, Absalom would say, oh, that I were made judge in the land. If I were made king and everyone who has any suit or case would come to me, then I would give them justice. You ever had anybody like that at work? You ever had anybody like that in your family? You ever had anybody like that in your church? They're speaking out of both sides of their mouths. They love God, but they're telling tales on you. That's not true. And in many cases, they're telling tales that even bother to check to see if they're true. Listen, if you spread a lie, you believe a lie and spread it, in God's eyes, you're a liar. Well, that's what they told me. Well, you should have found out before you spread it all over town. I mean, if somebody tells a lie on you, do you want somebody to stand up to them and say, stop that? Well, then you need to stand up to people when they're telling you all these tales and say, how do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know? How do you know Job said that? How do you know did that? Y'all paying attention yet? Verse 5, and so it was, whenever anyone came, he would put out his hand and take him and kiss him. What's his motive? Does he care about the people? No. He wants to be king. See, that's what causes strife and fighting and quarreling. is strife because of somebody's selfish ambition. It happens in the church. Somebody wants a certain position and they don't get it. Boy, they campaign, they tell tales, you know, on the people that's in authority and all kind of stuff. What are they doing? They're creating strife in the church, hoping they'll come out on top, but nothing positive ever comes out of that. Because the Bible says from that comes evil because it's devilish. Amen. I read that to you just a moment ago. Verse 6. And this, I don't have time to go back and keep reading everything over and over. Verse 6. In this manner, Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel through deception and lies. He was whipping up hate against his father because of his own selfish ambition to be king. This is what people do when they want to overthrow a nation. Folks, we better wake up and pay attention. We all want people, at least everybody in this room, and really everyone I know, they want everybody to be treated fairly. And the people who have companies and businesses, I have found they don't care what your color is. They just want somebody, one has a good attitude, is willing to learn, and get in there and work hard. Can you say amen? Amen. Who cares about the color? You just want somebody who can get the job done. And that's where most of us are. But these other people are whipping up something different. Oh, there's some problems. I'm not stupid. Well, maybe I am, but I'm wise to that. I'm wise to that. They stir people up into an angry frenzy. Did God deliver David from Absalom? Yes, he did. And David was able to continue to be king, even though, as God has said, David had done some bad things. You don't always kill off everybody that does something bad. You just demand that to repent, make it right. Can you say amen? And God didn't kill David off. He demanded that he repent, make it right, and he did. And even though he had problems, he still allowed David to stay in the position of king. There's a black man, a Marine veteran, Gabriel Johnson, and this just happened the last 2 or 3 weeks, who lives in the Portland area where the rioting is taking place. And we need to really know what this is all about. And he lived very close, and he kept hearing all these explosions, kept him awake all night. And he said, I'm a patriot. He said, I fought for America, I guess in Afghanistan and maybe Iraq. He served several tours. And he said, I wasn't fighting for this. And he said, I'm going to go out there and see if I can talk to these people. And so he took his flag. And you can Google his name and look him up, Gabriel Johnson. He marched into the middle of the rioters carrying an American flag, thinking he could bring a message of unity. He said, I'm going to bring unity here. It didn't turn out that way because they didn't want unity. Not these people. Now, I'm talking about specific rioters and arsonists. I'm not talking about people like us who are willing to stand up and protest if it takes it to get justice, and people like Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about these people that says they want to burn this nation down. I told you to pay attention. You paying attention? Okay. He said he was chased by Antifa members and others, because they all, you can't identify all of them, just all kind of groups mixed in there, anarchists and everything else. He said he was chased by Antifa members and others with ball bats, calling him the N-word, trying to take his flag and burn it. Look it up, read it for yourself. An older black man, also a veteran, a patriot, he tried to rescue the flag, but they beat him. He was in his 60s, and they actually beat him in the face and took the flag away from him. And Antifa members in the crowd followed the Marine veteran home with personal threats. He said, Antifa has infiltrated Black Lives Matters. He said, this is not just people who believe that Black Lives Matters. It's all kinds of people mixed in, and their motive has nothing to do with black lives. Amen. Now listen. Antifa has infiltrated Black Lives Matter. He added, these people have nothing to do with black lives. They tried to kill him with a ball bat, and he was black. And then the older black man that tried to rescue the flag because he's a patriot, they beat him, an old man. He said, with these rioters, the message has been lost. It's not about racial equality. You see, we cannot lose Dr. Martin Luther King's dream and vision. We can't let these people hijack it. You see, we all know that most of these rioters are not even local people. Over and over, these mayors have said, we don't know who these people are. They're someplace else. And if you didn't notice, almost within hours of George Floyd's death, and I haven't met a single person that's not mad about that. He deserves justice. The murderer, in my opinion, if you murder somebody, you get murdered. That's what the Old Testament taught. Life for life. Well, is it okay to put to death someone who's murdered someone else? My Bible says the government is to bear the sword to protect their citizens. That means, bear the sword means you can take somebody's life to protect other citizens. Now, I don't get in debate on that. Okay, forget I said all that. Let's get back to the subject, okay? But that's my humble opinion. And I'm right as usual. And it is reported that the majority of these people are white. What are they doing out there burning stuff? Oh, we're trying to help Black Lives Matter. I don't see it that way, you know. If you're trying to help black people, you don't insult the mission of Dr. Martin Luther King with your violence. White people. We had a television on the other day, and they had camera on all of these protesters. I said, Donnie, look. They're all white. I didn't see a one black person in that group. Now listen. These people have been organized, equipped, and in some cases even paid by someone from another part of the country. And with hours of George Floyd's death, these people descended on about every major city in the United States, dressed in black with black masks, the heart of them, the ones that's really encouraging all the violence. And it happened almost instantly. Let me ask you, how did that happen like that? It was pre-planned, and it was waiting for an opportunity, and I believe their mischief is really to overthrow America. And black people and white people need to stand up and stand with Dr. Martin Luther King. We're going to have justice, but we're not going to do it that way. James 3:16. For where you have envy, I read this, but read it again. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice or work. Internal strife has always been used to bring down nations, as in the case when Russia and China fell to communism, as I've already said. Fighting among ourselves always opens the door for bad things. These people have caused so much confusion all the country, we really haven't been able to come together and change anything. Everything is such turmoil. We can't get together and work anything out. But God is going to deliver us from Antifa, the rioters, the Marxists, and the secular humanists, just like he delivered David. Somebody said amen. Amen. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, just like David. But God has forgiven us, and he's going to heal us, and he's going to use us, I believe, to bring peace back to this country. And God is healing racism in America, but we must always rebuke the haters on either side. If it is true, blacks and whites, if it is true that blacks and whites have more opportunity in America than anywhere else in the world, we need to improve it and not burn it down. At our worst moment, America is still the best place on earth. Can you say amen? Has it needed improvement? Yes, we've come a long, long, long way. And I believe with God's help, we can help bring about Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. We got rid of slavery, got rid of segregation, and we're dealing with these bad policemen. And let's just keep going and keep believing God until every one of us is judged by character and not by skin color. God sent me here today to preach this. I came with fear and trembling. But this is a word from God. People who attack and fight each other are stirring up strife because of selfish ambition. They want something they can't get. Strife is the enemy. People attack and fight others, always. Not just in the nation, but families and churches and neighborhoods and businesses and jobs. You see, they gossip and slander and destroy others trying to get up the ladder, get what they want. Those who have selfish ambition stir people up into an angry frenzy. Strife has no positive benefits. Love does produce positive benefits. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Thanks for listening to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to hit subscribe. For more information about our church, visit knoxvillechristianctr.org.